The operators of an under-construction hyperscale AI data center in Vineland, New Jersey, are defending their plan to power the 300-megawatt facility. During a planning board hearing Wednesday, representatives for Data One said they want to partner with Delaware's Bloom Energy to power the site with fuel cells. The fuel cells use natural gas, but instead of burning it, a chemical process converts that fuel to electricity. The project is being developed by Data One as part of a $17 billion deal with Microsoft. Attorney Michael Freilinger says the plan to use fuel cells will not strain the electric grid and prevent residential electricity bills from going up.
This particular project has been deliberately designed and structured so that its energy requirements are not subsidized by existing electric or natural gas customers.
Residents are still concerned about issues like water use and noise. A class action lawsuit against the proposal has already been filed, claiming noise will reduce property values. A Philadelphia philanthropist is being remembered this weekend for his legendary contribution to the city's culture. More than 150 years ago, the brainchild of Philly doctor William Camac came to fruition in the form of the Philadelphia Zoo. Spencer Zalewski, a storyteller of Once Upon a Nation, says Camac fell in love with the London Zoo and had to bring the idea home.
He's so enamored by this zoo, where the animals are cared for and studied, but also where people can see them up close. If London can have a zoo, surely Philadelphia can as well.
After years of fundraising, establishing a charter, and even serving in the Civil War, Camac brought his vision to life in 1874. The zoo is celebrating its founding with a festival celebration this Saturday. Attendees can ride the zoo's Ferris wheel, participate in arts and crafts, and meet live animals.